Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, the opulence of the absolute, text number 28. Ayudanamaham Vrajram Denunam Asmi Kamaduk Prajana Chasmi Kandarpa Sarpanam Asmi Vasuki Ayudanam, of all weapons, Aham, I am, Rajram, the thunderbolt, Denunam, of cows, Asmi, I am, Kamaduk, the Sarabi cow, Prajana, the cause for beginning children, Cha and Asmi, I am Kandarpa Cupid Sarpanam of serpents. Asmi, I am Vasuki Vasuki. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Sarabi. Of causes for creation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love, and of serpents, I am Vasuki, or Vasuki. Purport. The thunderbolt, indeed a mighty weapon, represents Krishna's power. In Krishna Loka, in the spiritual sky, there are cows which can be milked at any time, and they give as much milk as one likes. Of course, such cows do not exist in this material world, but there is mention of them in Krishna Loka. The Lord keeps many such cows, which are called Sarabi. It is stated that the Lord is engaged in herding the Sarabi cows. Kandarpa is the sex desire for presenting good sons. Therefore, Kandarpa is a representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged in only for sense gratification. Such sex does not represent Krishna. But sex for the generation of good children is called Kandarpa and represents Krishna. I think we'll do some reading. As we know, the general idea is that everything comes from Krishna, as Krishna will state at the end, and that Krishna is giving us some idea what are representatives of him that we can appreciate, such as Sarabi cows. Of course, Prabhupada says they don't exist in this world, but we have information from the Vedas that something like Sarabi cows exists. For instance, Vishistamuni had one Kamadu cow. It could get anything. When Vishvamrita was a Kshatriya and a king and had a huge army, he visited the sage's ashram one time. And Vasuki invited him for dinner. Not Vasuki, Vishistamuni invited him for dinner. But the king said, well, you're just living in a little hut with some Brahmins here and, you know, what can you give us for dinner? He said, don't worry about it. So he had all his soldiers sit down in rows. I guess there were hundreds and thousands of them. And from the Kamadu cow came all these plates for each one of the soldiers. And then from the Kamadu cow came on the plates, with golden plates, with silver spoons and cups, came whatever preparations the soldier desired or the soldiers desired, they manifest themselves on the plate. Cooked in the heavenly planets. Could you imagine sitting down for a feast and whatever you wanted would appear on your plate? It would be quite a... So, and then from the heavenly planets, the apsaras came and did the entertainment, and the gandharvas sang. So that was quite impressive. That from one cow, so much can come. Still, and then Vishvamrita Muni was quite, Vishvamrita as a Kshatriya was quite impressed. And he said, my dear sage, I only have one thing that I request from you. Can you please give me your Sarabi cow? And Vishishtha Muni said, I'm sorry, I can't. I've been together with the cow a long time. He gives us all the ingredients for sacrifice. Sorry, we can't part with the cow. So then Vishvamrita decided to drag the cow away. So the cow was dragged away, screaming, asking for Vishishtha Muni's help. So finally the cow broke away from these warriors, ran to Vishishtha Muni, and he asked the cow to manifest warriors from its udder. So the cow manifested hundreds and thousands of warriors, ribus and all kinds of warriors, and they annihilated Vishvamrita's army. So Vishvamrita was quite disappointed. It was a good feast, but... the dessert wasn't very good. And he got what he deserved. So Vishvamrita Muni decided that the power of a Brahmin is greater than the power of a Kshatriya. So he did penances to get weapons, heavenly weapons. So he got all these heavenly weapons from Agni, Varuna, Brahmastra, and he decided he was going to go and show Vishishtha Muni something. Give him his dessert. So he came there and started to throw, after thousands of years of penance, get these weapons. He came there and started to shower the weapons on Vishishtha Muni and his hermitage. But Vishishtha Muni simply took up his staff, and his staff absorbed all the weapons. So that was a great disappointment of Vishvamrita. After so many thousands of years of getting all these weapons, they all wound up in Vishishtha Muni's staff. So he decided the only thing I can do is become a Brahmin, get the same power he has. So as we know, he meditated for 60,000 years, Vishvamrita. And Indra became disturbed, thinking that this man wants my post, and he sent Menaka. Vishvamrita Muni opened his eyes, became captivated by Menaka. He ended his meditation, fathered Sukuntala, and after 100 years he thought, wow, I got cheated. Went back to meditation for another 60,000 years. Indra got disturbed again, sent another apsara. Vishvamrita Muni heard the ankle bells, thought Indra is playing tricks with me again, became very angry, opened his eyes, from his eyes came flames of anger, burnt the poor apsara to ashes, and Vishvamrita Muni lost all his penance again due to anger. Then he went back to meditation for another 60,000 years. And finally, Lord Brahma came and gave him second initiation. Luckily, in ISKCON, we're a little bit more lenient. Because we know we're not going to last for 180,000 years to get Brahma initiated. So there are cows like that, or at least there were cows like that. And certainly there are different grades of cows in the universe. But generally speaking, we don't find them nowadays, especially on this planet. Nor do we find, thunderbolts, but not as weapons and similarly. But the thunderbolt is quite an impressive energy in this world. If you get hit by a thunderbolt, it's quite a shock. And here it says, Kandarpa, sex desire. So even sex desire, when it's utilized in Krishna's service, can help us remember Krishna. If we say something is Krishna's, everything is Krishna's. But that which helps us remember Krishna is considered to be a representative of Krishna. If something doesn't help us remember Krishna, how can it be a representative of Krishna? So even sex desire, which helps us remember Krishna, that is sex desire used to produce Krishna-conscious children, is said to be a representative of Krishna. And the list will go on. We can read some more about this, but because that way we don't spend the rest of the year on the opulence of the absolute. We can get into something more exciting like the universal form. And there we're not talking about cows and sex desire and thunderbolts. We're talking about Krishna eating warriors. Flames coming out of his mouth, you know, millions of heads and devouring the universe. A little bit more exciting. Gives us some idea of real, where we're actually at right now. So I'll read one more verse and then we'll may end early. Ananta, because it has the name of Anta there. Ananta. It's where Ananta gets his name from. Ananta jasmi naganam varanam yadasamaham pitrinam aryama jasmi yama samyatamaham. Of the many hooded naga snakes, I am Ananta. Among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And amongst the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Purport. Among the many hooded naga serpents, Ananta is the greatest, as is the demigod Varuna among the aquatics. They both represent Krishna. There is also a planet of Pittas, ancestors, presided over by Aryama, who represents Krishna. There are many living entities who give punishment to the miscreants. Among them, Yama is the chief. Yama is situated in a planet near this earthly planet. So if you know how to get there, take a bus and you can visit Yamaraj, the Mahaja. After death, those who are very sinful are taken there, and Yama arranges different kinds of punishment for them. So it's said in Kali Yuga, Krishna made the arrangements that Yama was cursed, so he came down as Vidura. And he was here during Krishna's pastimes because he needed a vacation. Because he understood that this is the beginning of Kali Yuga, and Yamaraj is working 25 hours a day. Because it's a big caseload he has. Could you imagine being Yama? I mean, how many sinful people you have to deal with every day? So Kali Yuga is a busy time for him. It's a marathon. So of course we may be skeptical about, to some degree, about all these statements in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is this and Krishna is that. But it really doesn't make any difference. The important thing is to remember Krishna. And if somehow or another we hear about Krishna or remember Krishna, then that's to our advantage. And gradually we'll become purified and we'll actually perceive this world in relationship to Krishna. And the things that are beyond our present perception will be accepted also. Because we'll see that the actual existence, the actual world here, is not what we think it is. It's something beyond our present perception that can only be experienced in reality when we become purified. And that main purification is by remembering Krishna. So we can take from this that when we drink water, we remember Krishna. If we see a thunderbolt, we remember Krishna. If we just remember Krishna, then gradually we become purified. And these things that right now are inconceivable to us or beyond our present conception or experience will gradually be at least accepted because we'll realize that what Krishna is saying is true. Especially in the important parts, that we're spiritual beings, eternal. There's a super soul in our heart who's guiding us, and that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna, the Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulence. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Hare Krishna, can you hear now? To say at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Arjuna, have you understood everything? If not, I'm prepared to recite the whole thing over again. Wait a second, you know, the other... Arjuna didn't understand. We got a couple of more hours to go with this thing. Before the battle begins. May take a few times, you know, this is a hard philosophy. Arjuna wasn't prepared to hear it. He fell asleep during half of it. Okay. Kuala Grantharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.